USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the war in Ukraine by Russian invaders enters its fourth week, Russian artillery has been firing indiscriminately into the capital of Kyiv. Vitaly Klitschko is a Ukrainian politician and former boxer who serves as mayor of Kyiv and head of Kyiv city-state administration. He describes the destruction overnight.
Friends, dear Kievans, the enemy continues to attack the capital. In the morning, a residential area in the Fedil district was shelled by orcs. One person died, 19 were injured, including 4 children. 6 houses, kindergartners, and a school were damaged. Rescuers and medics are working on the spot.
Presidents Biden and China's Xi will hold a press conference this hour as the world continues to pray for peace. China has refused to formally condemn the invasion, but Xi did stress the situation was worrisome. USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A COVID-19 vaccine maker is asking the U.S. government to get Americans to take a fourth booster shot.
Drug maker Moderna has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The request Thursday is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request earlier this week for the regulator to approve a booster shot for all seniors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Missouri Interstate 57 is back open at this hour in what police called a horrendous crash. More than 135 vehicles collided yesterday in heavy fog, some erupting into flames. The pileups killed 6 people and stretched about a half mile on both sides of the highway. The I-57 crash happened near Charleston in Mississippi County, Missouri. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on, that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Actor and former governor of California Arnold Schwarzenegger is using social media in an attempt to reach Russian citizens and tell them what the Russian government state-run media will not.
Denazify Ukraine. This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's 3 brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. You see, Ukraine did not start this war. Neither did nationalists or Nazis. Those in power in the Kremlin started this war. This is not the Russian people's war. To the soldiers who are listening to this, remember that 11 million Russians have family connections to Ukraine. So every bullet you shoot a brother or a sister. Every bomb or every shell that falls is falling not on an enemy, but on a school, or a hospital, or a home. I know that the Russian people are not aware of such things are happening. So I urge the Russian people and the Russian soldiers in Ukraine to understand the propaganda and the disinformation that you are being told. I ask you to help me spread the truth.
When Senate confirmation hearings open on Supreme Court nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson next week, there will be a new face in the Judiciary Committee chair. Presiding over the hearing will be Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.